day, downtown Montreal was seen to a massive protest for accessible education, a protest against moves by the Quebec government to hike tuition $1,625 a year, or 75%. It is estimated that upwards of 200,000 people joined the mass march that completely filled large parts of the downtown core. Today's protest was the latest street action in an ongoing student strike across Quebec that continues to build momentum. It is estimated now that upwards of 300,000 students are participating in the Quebec-wide student strike. Quebec's student strike has now turned into a social movement involving major union federations, artistic networks, and many community organizations across Montreal and throughout Quebec. Leading the strike is l'Association pour une solidarité syndicale étudiant, AC. In Quebec, students are fighting for accessible education, a long-standing struggle led by social movements in Quebec over decades. The last major student strike taking place in 2005 and previously in the late 1990s. Past student strikes that led to a more accessible system of university education in Quebec. Deep red, the color representing the student strike movement, filled downtown as students were draped in red, red shirts, red pants, little red squares that are now popular across Quebec. Students carried massive red banners representing various student unions and associations from all of Montreal's major four universities, Université de Québec à Montréal, UQAM, McGill University, Concordia University, and Université de Montréal. I had the opportunity to join the massive protest and record some voices of students, professors, and community activists who joined together for this massive protest on March 22nd on the streets of downtown Montreal. First, we will hear from Pierre-Antoine Harvey, a union economist with Centrale des Syndicats de Québec, CSQ, speaking as a former student activist and now a union economist based in Montreal.
We're at the corner of Peel and St. Catherine. There's countless thousands of students joining the rally today. Can you talk about why you're participating? Why is this rally important to you?
First, I think that education is a right, not something that you must pay for. And I'm also thinking that we need to stick up to the fact that it's a way to do redistribution. A month ago, I was studying. Now I have a good job. And now I'm willing to pay my part by paying income tax. So I don't know. I don't think we should pay before. We will pay after if we keep the system we have now.
Yeah. What does this proposed hike in tuition fees in Quebec say to you about austerity economics in Quebec and across Canada?
Governments are willing to answer the criteria of the financial market before answering the needs of the population.
How does this strike compare to you from previous student strikes in Quebec?
Actually, I'm amazed. 6 months ago, I would not have believed that it would have been this big. The shift in the people's mind about the fairness of that hike was so quick that it's amazing. But I also find that it's a much more cohesive strike. Student union are not always getting well together, but this time, CLASS, which is the coalition around the AC, as the lead into the movement, and they have very nice positions. And still, the media are trying to depict them as anarchist or people who are breaking things. But I think most of the people are seeing that they have pretty reasonable positions and very good arguments. So I think on that side, students have the strength.
One last question. What lessons or what's the importance that you think this strike in Quebec has for people across Canada and throughout North America?
But I think we'll manage to prove that if the population stands strong and oppose austerity measure, it's possible to make the government go back. And also, it's about a long-term ideological work that needs to be done and that needs to be preserved. I think it's something we have in Quebec that, but it's still in danger. But I think we have some institutions that are keeping that ideological stance very strong, and that's important. It's a war of ideas, and I hope students will win this time.
Now, we will hear from Miriam Zaidi, student and community activist who speaks on the struggle against tuition hikes in Quebec as particularly impacting immigrant students and communities.
There's countless thousands on the streets.
Yeah.
Can you talk about why this rally is important and why you're here?
Well, the reason I'm here is mainly I want education to be accessible. I want it to be free. I'm here also because I think tuition fees are a racist policy that undermined racialized people. For instance, immigrants earn less revenues than the average of Quebecers. And, you know, to have a tuition that is $5,000 most for a kid, for a family, it's a lot of money when you earn like $30,000 or less. So I think it's really important for myself as a person of color and other people to join the movement and make it more accessible for our communities.
Yeah. Maybe can you talk about the specific realities in Quebec in that there's a whole history of student strikes that led to a situation where, relatively speaking, education is more accessible in Quebec. So can you talk about the strike right now as relating to the whole kind of history of student activity and activism in Quebec?
The only way that students have won historically is through strikes, and we do have a huge capacity to mobilize students here in Quebec, and strikes are actually the only way to stop the government. And the strike is really particular. It's bigger than the one that we had in 2005, and the government is really not listening and not wanting to negotiate, but it's just getting students more frustrated, and more people are joining the strike movement, such as McGill that has joined last week, a lot of the student unions. So I think it will go on for a while. I hope not, but it is actually the most effective way, and the turnout at this protest is just a testament to that.
We also caught up with student activist Douglas Smith from Concordia University, speaking on the particular struggles facing international students within the context of the Quebec-wide fight against tuition hikes.
We're downtown on the corner of Peel and St. Catherine. Countless thousands of students are gathering. Can you talk about the banner you're holding?
Yeah, well, basically, it's an international students contingent, mostly organized out of Concordia. I won't go over the reasons why we're here, because many other people have stated that quite clearly, but basically, we're here to make sure that international student demands are front and center. The class came out very clear. This is not about nationalisms or who has certain papers or status. It's about free and accessible education for all, including people who are from outside of Quebec or residents of other countries or what have you, so we're here to be very clear about that.
What is the importance of the strike for international students studying in Quebec today?
International students already pay an unregulated extra forfeiture fee. So not only would they be affected by this increase, but their fees that are on top of that are already unregulated. So it would be exponentially devastating.
Now we will hear from a Palestinian activist who recently moved to Montreal, who speaks on the Quebec student strike from a Palestinian perspective.
Thousands of people have gathered to protest tuition hikes here in Quebec. You're from Palestine, and I'm wondering, as a Palestinian, can you talk about the struggle for education, which is a very intense reality in Palestine, and how this protest, how you view this protest?
Absolutely. I think this is a great point in history where we're witnessing such a demonstration in Quebec to fight for the basic rights of students to education. The connection with this strike and with the, what's happening on in Palestine in terms of our rights to seek self-determination is very much linked. And I think that since Palestinians are also demanding their rights to education, as well as we see the crowds here in the city of Montreal, there is a big connection between both worlds. And in fact, we can see how the world is becoming a smaller place, and people's needs for and demands for basic rights in the world is basically spread. You find this everywhere nowadays. And this creates a great space for us to be in solidarity with each other, the East and the West. So yes, it's absolutely a great opportunity for me to be here and to witness this demonstration.
Now, we will hear from Kautar Bia, student activist at Université de Québec à Montréal, UQAM, who speaks on the important role that UQAM played in mobilizing for the current mass student strike in Quebec.
You're a student at UQAM here in Montreal. Can you maybe talk about why are you joining this student strike?
Basically, I'm drawing because it's our duty as students and as the future of the society to stand up and raise up a price against this unfair tuition fees. And we have to make this education more accessible. We have to get it free for everyone. It's the basic rights for us.
What does this tuition fee hike concretely mean for students who are struggling to get by?
I mean, it means a lot. It means, for me, for example, I'm in my second year of PhD, and if the tuition fees rise up like this, I'm not going to be able to finish my PhD. I'm not going to be able to teach. I'm not going to be able to work with my background, with my degrees. And for all the students, what it means that we're not going to live, we're going to survive even more than we're doing right now. Everything is rising, like the rent, the electricity, everything. So it's hard for us to live and have a sustainable education. And we have to rise against the marchandisation of the education. Yeah.
Last question. Can you talk about the strike at UQAM? Because you're a student at University of Quebec in Montreal, and there's been mass protests at UQAM specifically. So how's the strike been at UQAM?
I mean, the strike has started almost a month ago, and they've been working on it since last session. And it means a lot. The professors are very supportive. All the students are very supportive. And we are really proud to be not the leaders, but those who started it. And people in UQAM, like AFESH, AFESPED, they go to all the cégeps, they go to all the universities to not educate, but sensibiliser les étudiants, the students to the reality, and they really did a great job to mobilize the whole student community. Yeah.
Now we will hear from Concordia professor and community activist Eric Schrag, speaking on the relationship between student struggles and broader fights for social justice in Quebec today and in the past.
You're a professor at Concordia. Can you speak about why you're here today?
Sure. I'm here to join the students in the struggle against the increase in tuition fees.
Why is this an important issue for Quebec?
It's important at several levels. Tuition is basically a barrier to education. If we believe in mass education as a requirement for our societies, then tuition should be free, as is every other level of education. Tuition comes from an old system where only the elite went to university and the rich could pay, and now it's a mass prerequisite for most jobs, and people should have free university. On top of that, tuition fees are basically user fees for public services, and we have to fight against that.
For a time of quote-unquote austerity, it seems that this is the first time there's been major street protests since the economic crisis globally, not only in Quebec but across Canada. So can you talk about the importance of this strike and this mobilization for politics, not only in Quebec but across Canada?
I think it's an important example for people across Canada to see the capacity of people to mobilize, the numbers in the streets, the way it's crossed English and French, particularly the enthusiasm, as you can hear. Hopefully it'll be a politicizing event for people.
So the student strike today has really focused on public actions involving many thousands of people. There's also been various types of protests, including economic disruption of the port in Montreal this morning. So the student unions have opted for public participatory options over backdoor negotiations.
I don't know how it's going to resolve itself in a way, because the government seems committed to its program of forcing tuition hikes. And the students are massively in the streets, so I don't know how this is going to resolve. I hope that the actions become more militant as if the government refuses to move. I wonder how it'll be sustained from a student point of view after a certain time. The very fact that courses are being disrupted puts a lot of pressure on the university. Maybe they'll put pressure on the government. It's hard to figure out how it'll play.
Yeah. Well, one last question. Can you talk about this strike as building on a particular history in Quebec?
Yeah, I remember as a student in the late 60s, the Union UGEC was called. But it was massive student mobilization then, and it's a wonderful tradition in Quebec. People come out in the streets, they have analysis and politics. Hopefully it's a training ground for long-term radical change and mobilization.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a report on the March 22nd massive protest against tuition hikes in Montreal, Quebec. Many estimates place the number of participants at upwards of 200,000 people on the streets of downtown Montreal, a protest taking place in the context of a growing student strike across Quebec. For more information on the ongoing student strike, visit www.stopthehike.ca. That's www.stopthehike.ca. This report was produced at CKUT Radio in Montreal for broadcast on community radio stations globally by journalist Stéphane Christophe.